Hello and welcome to MNIT Talks. My name is Paul Harvey. I'm the editor of MNIT and I'm here today with Edward Poland, who is the co-founder of Higher Space and organizer of Event Lab, which is taking place Wednesday, the 24th of November at Central Hall, Westminster and online. Hello, Edward, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks very much for having me. Great to be here.
Brilliant to have you. Now, I wanted to talk about the show because you're back after being virtual last year, so it's good to be back in person. You must be very excited about getting back to live in-person events.
It's really, really exciting to be back live. Event Lab has always been primarily a live event. The shows have been big and in person in the past, and it was great to get something out there last year and do something virtual, but really nothing beats the live experience. We're all really excited about seeing loads of our venues, the suppliers we work with again, our clients, some amazing speakers we've got lined up. So we've got a great promo of content, and we're all really excited as a team. There's a real buzz in the Higher Space office for getting back to a nice live experience.
I bet there is. You mentioned the speakers there. You've got one of the COP26 organisers there. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Really, really excited about that. So we've got Mark Bannister, who's the Technical and Ops Director of COP26 in Glasgow, which has obviously just come to a close. So Mark was, you know, the guy on the ground pretty much running the whole thing. So he's going to come and tell us how he did it, how he made it carbon neutral as well. I think there's going to be a big kind of focus on the sustainability element, for obvious reasons, I guess, in that talk. But I know loads of the event planners we work with are really, really interested in how you actually go about making an event carbon neutral. And I think Mark's going to talk through that and give us a bit of an insight on the event itself.
Obviously, sustainability is a massive theme for the industry this year. Is that something that you'll be focusing on at the show?
So what we always try and do with Event Lab, it's a professional development brand essentially for event professionals. So we always try and have a mix. So we have that kind of practical event planning content. So we have CPD certified workshops, and we have panel discussions, and we have that kind of really sort of practical stuff around how to actually kind of organize an event and the way in which events are evolving. But we always end up at Event Lab talking about the I guess the kind of bigger themes that affect event professionals day to day and affect their lives. So sustainability is always a big one. Obviously a huge, huge focus on sustainability. I think there was in the kind of couple of years leading up to the pandemic, I think it was really, really ramping up, more so than I'd ever seen in my time in the industry, which is now coming on 10 years or so. And that's really accelerated since the pandemic, and particularly with COP. And the way in which there's so much in the discourse of everyday life now. So it's a huge topic. It's always something we talk about at Event Lab, alongside other kind of big themes that we think are going to move the industry forward, whether it's sustainability, whether it's kind of wellness and workplace culture and big business culture, whether it's diversity. We've got all these topics covered with real experts in the field.
Definitely. So you touched on some of the other big themes there. So what else would you be covering?
We've got some really, really great speakers. So we've got Mike Kershaw, former Concerto CEO. He's doing a workshop on leadership and the changing face of leadership, which is a huge thing that everyone's thinking about at the moment, particularly with the kind of hybrid way of working. How do you kind of adapt your leadership style so that you're able to really engage and inspire your teams in this kind of new way of working? We've got a guy called Kuba Vyasharek, and this guy was the former founder and CMO of Eve Sleep. And he is a brilliant speaker. He's now a kind of brand strategist and marketing expert, and he's going to be doing a keynote on the future of brand marketing. So really excited about that one on the main stage. We've got Laura Capalabra from Stress Matters. She's going to be talking about kind of how we manage constant change. I mean, I think we have managed more change in 2 years than we ever hoped to do again, probably. So Laura's going to give some tips on that. Great topic on kind of the essential skills for a modern corporate event planner. That's hosted by Lizzie Eaton, who's brilliant, from Oddity Events and Marketing. What else we've got? I mentioned our brilliant MC, Shanali Devereaux from Diverse Speaker Bureau. She's going to be hosting the stage. So yeah, we've got a real range of topics, and there's project comms, and there's all sorts. So it's a great lineup.
You must be pleased it's going ahead just a few days out, and we'll all be there at Central Hall, Westminster. So that must be a huge relief.
It's a huge thing, and it is challenging circumstances at the moment, and we're in a bit of a kind of COVID hangover. I think most event professionals would tell you the same thing. It's not easy at the moment to organize events or even for people to do their jobs. There's such a kind of strain on resources at the moment. It's not an easy time. But, you know, we wanted to put the event on despite the kind of challenging circumstances to kind of help build confidence in events and contribute to that kind of positive dialogue about live experiences, and also to help our venues and get them out meeting clients again in a normal setting. Really excited to be back. You know, live experience is going to go touch wood from strength to strength now, and we're really glad to be doing something now that gets the industry together and is a kind of positive thing for, you know, getting people together in person.
We've kind of got used to virtual events, I think, over obviously last year, but like now that we're kind of doing both, it becomes apparent how important and how great live events are, I think. I don't know if that's something you're finding.
I completely agree, and I'm a firm believer that you will never, ever, ever be able to recreate the magic of a live in-person experience. You know, face-to-face interaction is absolutely priceless. You're never going to be able to truly replicate it. I'm not sure I'd want to live in a world where we claim we can truly replicate that. So it's brilliant to be back to life. I mean, that said, I mean, we shouldn't be down on virtual events because they offer a huge amount. And,
absolutely.
You know, none of us would have chosen this pandemic, right? But I do think it's resulted in a period of, you know, profound professional development for event professionals. And we're now better equipped to add value to our clients and our employers and our delegates than we ever have been. And that's really exciting. And I kind of see it as a new dawn in this, in this kind of hybrid world where events and everything that events now encompass with virtual and hybrid and everything else, you know, can go on to command an even greater share of a brand's marketing wallet. And the role of the event planner is essentially kind of elevated. And I think that's a great thing for the industry and a huge silver lining to what's been a pretty awful couple of years in many ways. So yeah, completely agree. Brilliant to be back. Nothing beats the live experience. But I think we're in a good place as a result of the pandemic with everything we've learned on virtual and technology as well.
It's amazing, isn't it, really? How far we've come with that. In terms of Event Lab, what are you most looking forward to? What will be the moment when you think we're back?
You know, for me, I feel like we're already living it at iSpace. There is nothing like the build up to a live event for kind of galvanizing a team and creating that kind of buzz and excitement that you're all kind of working together for this big live experience that's going to put everyone on the spot and is going to be a wonderful experience for so many people. And just kind of living that build up is exciting in itself. But beyond that, I think it's going to just be seeing people who haven't seen each other potentially in a couple of years, seeing people interacting and enjoying each other's company and learning, and hopefully taking something away that they can go and apply to their events and their event programs going forward.
One final thing, I was just wondering what you see. Obviously, you're focused a lot on Event Lab at the moment, but afterwards, we will have December, we'll have Christmas, and then we'll be into the new year. And I just wondered what you thought the future holds for event profs and the next kind of short term, kind of like the next year or so.
You know, I think I'd go back to what I was saying before, in that we have learned more in 2 years than we probably would have learned in 5 or 10 years. And that equips event professionals and the event sector more widely to go on and really, really add more value than it ever has done before. I'm really excited about virtual. I'm excited about hybrid. I think I think anyone that tells you that they've truly, deeply figured out hybrid is probably not being entirely truthful. But I think even at its most simple, the concept of a hybrid event is extremely powerful. You know, you're going to be putting on an event with great content in this day and age. You know, for a start, you're going to want to film that content so you can use it to engage your audiences post-event. And if you're going to film it, then why not live stream it out to audiences who want to feel part of that event but can't attend in person? You know, there are 100 reasons why someone might not be able to attend an event in person. They could live far away. It might be disability or childcare. It might be about cost or COVID or difficulties challenging. So, you know, traveling. So why not make that event more inclusive? And double your reach in the meantime, or triple it, or tenfold it. I think it's really, really exciting for the power of events. It's a kind of, it's a no brainer. It's why we advise our venues all the time to make sure that they can always, you know, provide at least a kind of basic hybrid setup to their clients, because I think that really adds value to them. So I think we're a huge new firepower to our arsenal as events professionals, and I think that's really, really exciting for next year.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. Hope the show goes brilliantly, and yeah, best of luck with everything.
Our pleasure to be here. Thanks a lot, Paul.